I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today's April 3rd. The time is 10:39 a.m. We're scheduled to meet until noon. Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Congressman Plotz?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Big Horse, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this morning?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of my son, Jesus Christ, just ask that you look down upon us today, dear God, Heavenly Father, and bless us, dear God, Heavenly Father. You see all the trials and tribulations that our people are going through, dear God, Heavenly Father. As we sit here today, dear God, Heavenly Father, around this table, I just ask that you guide us with your wisdom and be with us, dear God, Heavenly Father. Take care of our children and take care of our loved ones at home and all of our peoples out there, dear God, Heavenly Father. Ask all these things in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
It says that Congresswoman Edwards left the meeting at 12:02, but she made the motion to amend, and then it's got four yeas.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was bringing up.
Okay. Okay, we're on page two.
Halfway walked out the door and then came back.
We're on page two. Up at the top of the page, ONCA 1807, the motion
1857.
That's what I meant to say. Thank you. 1857.
And then we've got four yeas to adjourn, but there were five of us here. It needs to read five yeas for the motion and five for adjournment.
Unless I left, and then that couldn't have been me.
You didn't leave. We would have lost a quorum, I believe.
That's what I think. I think I started to leave, and you guys said, you can't leave. And I said, oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, but you were here for the vote.
Mm-hmm. Dana.
Strike that.
Yeah. Yes.
And change it to five. Or is it four?
It's five.
Right.
Motion to approve the minutes for April 1st as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second from Congressman Big Horse. Any discussion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Okay, our minutes are approved for April 1st. Next item on the agenda is appropriations review. Treasurer Littleton is here, I believe. Would you please come join us at the table? A couple of points that I want to review on, and I'll wait till he gets to the table. Let's start with an internal question that I have. This committee's made a recommendation to hold appropriations legislation until we get to the bottom of what we feel like our appropriated revenue report says. I realize that it's federal funds, but I believe I don't have the projected revenue resolution in front of me. If somebody could, can you get the projected revenue resolution up, Congressman Potts? I believe that we're going to go over what our federal dollars are for the projection with this new. I'm putting it out here before the committee, and I'm also wanting to look up in the projected revenue law if we have the ability by a report to elevate that. I know that it's a function of the Budget Control Act that we've been looking at, that we'll probably, when we get to that legislation, we'll talk about that. But I think that we have the ability in law right now to do so. I'm wanting to review that. Do we want to recess so we can have that little review, or do we want to discuss it? Are you guys following what I'm saying about revenue projections?
I'm not. I'm sorry.
Okay. We passed the projected revenue resolution. Within that resolution, it is divided out by revenue sources, mm-hmm. non-tribal and tribal. And I believe if we appropriate that dollar, the federal dollars that you brought to the table, that is in. I'm not trying to slow it down. I'm just trying to mm-hmm. see the function of it right now. But I believe if we pass that out, we're not in sync with our revenue our projected revenue resolution.
And so
I'm trying to discover if the committee can just by motion at this point, as a function of the projected revenue law, just pass a report out of committee to elevate that revenue projection.
What's the law saying?
I've got it pulled up right here. And
in the past, I thought we were amending them.
That we amended the projected revenue resolution?
I thought so.
We have, but I think that we can do it by report of this committee, too. I know that's a function of the Budget Control Act that we're looking at currently, so we don't have to continually put a new projected revenue resolution out. My concern is if we don't take any action for us, there's really no documentation of what we've done.
Congress may amend projected revenue via subsequent resolution.
Okay.
Page 2, line 73. It says may, but I think we should.
Okay. Which leads me to the question about how this committee wants to proceed. I think that quite possibly the tribal projected revenue needs to be amended too, and we've been asking to get a good number that comes out of from the treasurer, so we can amend that resolution to have a really good picture of where we are as far as money to be appropriated.
Right.
And Congresswoman Stabler, I realize that those are federal dollars and we could do it, but it's been my desire on this committee and in this body that we just don't do things that are, if people are looking at our documents, that just aren't explainable. It's kind of like, well, you know, they said the projected revenue is this, but they've appropriated this much. I think this body, the body of Congress, and this is Maria's opinion, needs to take measures to show the people, should they look at our documents, what we did actually. So that's why I'm having this conversation, how this committee wants to proceed with this. And also, since Treasurer Littleton's at the table, to ask him if we're any closer to getting that tribal, getting a communication from you, letting us know what the projections are to date.
Yeah, we're closer. There is still some determination. The auditor's going to come tomorrow and have a couple of questions for her. I think she's going to do a presentation in front of the full Congress. And the other side of that, my discussions with Controller Fox has been, if this has been a moving target or a confusing issue, let's go through and pick up everything that we think ought to be in it, and then at that point have a discussion as to why it shouldn't be or should be in the number. As an example, it basically says all funds from all sources. Well, doesn't that include, I mean, that sounds like a pretty large fence.
Yes, that is a large fence, and I guess since we're in session, we might have two different. I believe I know what we're trying to get to by passing a Budget Control Act. I think that clarifies it. So I'm unsure if you're talking right now about the current law and what our current practice is, or the changes that are being considered in the Budget Control Act. So I think that we're opening up a whole can of worms with that discussion, but in my view, I think we need to fix it. And in my view, working on the Budget Control Act is the way we are going to fix this.
Can I ask a question? Where is the reference to all funds from all sources?
There is one in 1857.
That's the new law.
That's the new law, right.
Okay.
Proposed.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about the current law?
I'm sorry, I don't have a copy of it in front of me.
Well, there's the projected. This is the current law.
Right, that covers projected revenue.
That is that's the existing law there?
Yes.
That covers projected.
And D means all annual tribal revenue anticipated by, sorry, my glasses.
I'll read.
Okay.
The definition of projected revenue, oh, that's good too, means all annual tribal revenue anticipated by the Osage Nation plus all unencumbered, non-pledged funds and all investment and savings account balances and funds restricted to certain categories of expenses with restrictions on spending noted.
So it says all several times in there, all can be in a confusing number, to say the least.
So. Understood.
Or I said number, word, how about that? Confusing word.
So Congresswoman Edwards.
The report we're looking for is in order to enable us to see if we have any revenue to appropriate for the remainder of this fiscal year. Tribal revenue. Right?
Correct. And to make a correction on the non-tribal revenue.
I got the non-tribal part. We have,
right.
We have that number.
Right.
But it seems to me if we can't get to a number, then we just shouldn't appropriate any more funds this year.
That's one option. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think our treasurer is in kind of a situation because that word all, I don't know if we're talking about Minerals Council also, because we're certainly not delving into that business. And I don't know if that's something that you're concerned about or because that's certainly not in our scope, I don't think.
It's never been figured into projected revenue.
Here's what tribal projected revenue means.
The definition of that's right there. Tribal projected revenue means revenue produced or realized by tribal entities, including enterprise and Osage Nation-owned entity distributions, taxation divisions, department or program income, lease revenue, interest, and other sources. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There again, tribal projected revenue, including enterprise and Osage Nation-owned entity distributions. And there's an argument out there about Osage Tribe, Osage Nation owning the minerals estate. So I just want to be clear that, and I know that you all are around this table, but that could be interpreted to include if you did not know the history of this tribe,
and I come in off the streets, I would be including the minerals because it's a source of revenue. So I'm just bringing that issue up.
Okay. So I just wanted to know what the will of the committee is, how we proceed with appropriations that are on the floor. Of course, it's just a recommendation. This body can do what they, you know. We don't have a hold on legislation. Congresswoman Stabler.
I think it's been expressed by the treasurer that he's very close, and I think we need the meeting tomorrow with the auditors for us to hear what they have to say. And so if we could hold for just a little bit longer, I think we'll be still have time.
I would agree, and I guess what I'm asking, as a sponsor of the legislation, I think we can go ahead and run it through the process and get it to third reading and just hold it there, and you can make a motion to do that in session once it gets to that point. Congresswoman Edwards.
We'll hold it on general order day two where amendments can be proposed, but get it filed so that it can start working its way through.
Oh, it's already been reported out, and it was on second reading today.
The annual projected revenue?
No, we're talking about her legislation.
I know what you're talking about.
An appropriation.
I'm not worried about hers because the money won't come in before you. They can't spend it before, but they're not going to be. It's not here today. So
that's what this conversation is about.
I know.
Does she need to hold it?
I would say no. She doesn't need to hold it, but I would say you've got it. You need to get the amendment to the projected revenue. That's what I was talking about. The projected revenue resolution on file today. And you can amend that.
That's what I was referring to.
Okay. Still looking for guidance to put. Do we just want to amend the projected revenue on the federal side? Because I don't have any
all
numbers.
All you can do right now.
On the tribal side.
Yes.
Yes. I see a lot of nods going on here. I'll get it on file today then. Okay. I guess we can move beyond that. Treasurer Littleton has let us know he's going to talk to the auditor and get some clarity on that. And I think we might need to have some conversations about projected revenue. More so. Let's continue on. Let me see. It seems like there was something else I wanted to cover in appropriations review. Does anybody else have any more items that would fall under that heading? And if I remember what it was, I'll come back to it before we adjourn the meeting. No? So we are going to move on to ONCA 1857. Let me pause a minute. Treasurer Littleton, was there anything just in the general review of appropriations that you have for us here at the table today?
No.
Okay, thank you. We're going to move on to ONCA 1857, an act to establish in Osage law a budgetary process that is governed by the principles of transparency and accountability, defining terms and establish limitations, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts, we are very near the end of this bill. I think I requested from you that we jump up to the previous section where we are because we are finding ourselves maybe the part that has the language about a projected revenue resolution or a report of the Appropriations Committee. Because this is so fresh on my mind, I believe that we need to look at it again today and be clear that if this committee was able just to pass a report out, to have a report and report it out to Congress. We've received these federal dollars. We have a marker that we know what we've done instead of just having to always change that resolution. I support that. I think we could just move on today and we wouldn't be having this discussion if we could do so. So where was that language?
Page 5, Section E. No approved budget or independent budget for a given fiscal year shall be introduced as general appropriation legislation until a motion to adopt the annual projected revenue resolution or report for the same fiscal year. We've amended that to say is effective. But it did read is passed on the floor of Congress.
So how we amended the language would allow for this committee to generate a report on that instead of having to pass a whole new projected revenue resolution.
I believe so.
Which I think is a great feature and option. Are there any questions about that? Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, so is it, it's a report, how do you define report? It's capitalized.
I believe that is, annual projected revenue report is defined. If not, it's in.
I believe it is in 15-101.
Right.
Well, then let's look at it because as we know there's a bill that gets rid of resolution, purports to want to get rid of resolution, I mean, definition. So let's see. Because I would want there to be a paper trail in the form of, to me, it means a committee
yes.
report.
Exactly. Okay. What word are we, I have it up, what word are we looking for?
Resolution, projected resolution, projected revenue report.
I'm not seeing a definition for it in 15-1A-101. These are all alphabetized, correct?
Well, they tried to be.
Okay.
Every now and then, I think there might have been one that was.
Projected revenue report is defined in the current law that governs that, 1652.
So that hasn't been codified yet?
Don't believe so.
Projected revenue report means a written report prepared and submitted from time to time to the Osage Nation Congress by the Appropriations Committee, which itemizes estimated projected revenues of the Osage Nation by source for a specific fiscal year. So,
okay. And I'll go back. So there'll be a resolution, but from that point on, it can
report.
Be amended by report or amendment to the resolution.
Correct.
Right. So my question is, Congressman, as sponsor of the bill, is I know that the Budget Control Act repeals certain legislation. Would this be one of those pieces?
It would be. I'd be happy to do an amendment to put the definition for projected revenue report into 1657.
I think that is a good thing to do, and I think you need to type out that amendment for the clerk if you're going to assert it. So do you want to do that at a later time or right now?
It's up.
It'll go above 48. Everything's
revenue report. I think it goes after.
Okay.
So line 50. Page 2, line 50. Insert projected revenue report means a written report prepared and submitted from time to time to the Osage Nation Congress by the Appropriation Committee, which itemizes estimated projected revenues of the Osage Nation by source for a specific fiscal year.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion to the amendment? Seeing none. Oh, excuse me. Congressman Big Horse.
That will change the numbering, and it'll add another definition to it.
Yes. Any more discussion to the amendment? All in favor of the amendment, say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Ms. Merle, he is typing that up and going to send it to you by email. Sent. Okay. Thank you. I just thought it was important to back up and cover that since we're experiencing that as an appropriations committee. I think our job is to try to find solutions to instances that happens within our realm to fix. So I believe we are now at section H.
Correct.
Congressman Potts, please continue.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just in case, I was going to go over section E. Budget amendments and budget modifications may be made in accordance with Osage law. Reasons for budget amendments and budget modifications include, but are not limited to, a lack of authorization, limitation, prohibited line item shifting, or an increase or decrease in funding. This, again, was request language, I believe, by Congresswoman Stabler, specific to the need for if a budget modification needs to happen. There's a definition in 15-1A-101 for budget modification. If for some reason the line item shift does not meet the requirements for a budget modification, they would need to come back to Congress for a budget amendment, which is also defined in 15-1A-101. And this simply states that any entity within the nation can come back for a budget amendment for any purpose. So, section H is congressional oversight. The treasurer shall provide a report to the Revenue Advisory Commission and to the Osage Nation Congress by January 31st of each year. If there is any expected increase or decrease in annual tribal projected revenue. There's already a requirement that the treasurer submit to the Revenue Advisory Commission so that projected revenue can, or certification of projected revenue estimates can be given to the Congress before the beginning of the HUNCA session so that we can set projected revenue. This just states that if those items change, which we are experiencing this year, that will be communicated to the Congress by January 31st. If it happens after that, we would just, we'll be in session, or the Revenue Advisory Commission will be meeting. The Congressional Appropriations Committee shall hold regular budgetary meetings to review monthly financials as reported by the Treasurer, something that we already do. And the Congressional Appropriations shall hold regular budgetary meetings and review of monthly financials as reported by the nation's business entities, something that we also do.
Can we scroll down on this so I can follow along with you? Okay, thank you.
Section 3 is repealing ONCA 1750, which is the budget template language that's in current Osage law, and ONCA 1650, which is the current law that governs projected revenue. Both of those would be covered under a Budget Control Act, so I don't see the need for those anymore. And severability. Then we have an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Well, we've reached the end. We did some interim studies on this legislation. It was filed last CHISO session, correct? And we have done about three meetings in the interim.
There were eight meetings prior to this session.
Eight meetings.
Where this has been discussed.
Where this has been discussed. We've thoroughly come through it here. I think that there is a need for budgetary law. We've been working on the remnants of the Budget Parameters and Limitation Act, which is unclear and not clearly defined. This committee is a representation of all the standing committees in Congress, so I'd entertain movement on this bill, Congresswoman.
Prior to doing that, I just wanted to ask the treasurer if he had any specific concerns or amendment language that he would like to propose.
Treasurer Littleton.
Well, if we, since you ask, on line 48 on the projected revenue, I think you've simplified that language, but again, that says means all anticipated revenue from all funding sources in a single fiscal year. Line 48, I believe it is.
So the way I view revenue projections is they are just that, they're a projection. They're not realized revenue yet. And I think that in effort to set that total for appropriations, what this does is it gives us the opportunity to do our best to know and review all revenues that we are aware of that are coming into our nation. And if we have a different source at some point in time, then I suppose that would be encompassed in that. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'll let you finish that, and then I got a question.
Okay. So I'm trying to, do you have a suggestion?
Well, there's been several discussions about federal money, IDC money, that presently aren't part of the calculation. So,
Congresswoman Edwards.
Do we need a definition for realized revenue? Because you brought that up.
I don't believe so. And the reasoning is, in current law, the definition of projected revenue means all revenue realized from all funding sources, fund balances, and unobligated assets available for appropriation. This is changing it to all anticipated revenue from all funding sources for a single fiscal year. So you're deleting realized revenue.
What if you deleted the word all, the first all? Would that give you a better comfort level?
It's obvious that the Revenue Advisory Committee is going to participate in this calculation and the gathering of the information. And it's not that I'm trying to hide anything. It's just that when you do the present calculation, there's a lot of things that we strike out because they've not been included. And two examples are the federal money and IDC, so which are part of the financial statements and part of what's included to tie to the bottom line of where we are as a nation.
This is a good discussion because we have had these discussions before, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Treasurer, I would agree. Although federal funding is included, it is non-tribal revenue. That's as defined, so it is included. The one that you are highlighting is IDC. And I agree, it is not in current projected revenue. And the reasoning for that is from a previous treasurer, we've been told it's not additional revenue. And I believe we kind of had this discussion yesterday.
Yes.
Just because we collect it from one entity doesn't mean it's automatic additional revenue for another department to spend. It's an internal reallocation, or help me with the language there. It's something else. So that's the reason it's not included.
I believe we have a definition for IDC.
Yes.
I don't view it as revenue because it's in the projections already. It's just pulled out of that projection and regrouped as a spending source for departments and programs. Congresswoman Edwards.
Is that page 2?
Yes, I believe so.
Page 2, line 48, strike the first all.
Second.
I have a motion to amend page 2, line
48,
strike the first all. Congresswoman Edwards, we have forms here, so we'd like for you to use forms. It's just easier. So is there a second to the motion?
Second.
I have a second to the motion. We're in discussion. All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Yes. Did you get the motion? Okay. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And tribal projected revenue is the definition we've deleted it from Budget Control Act because it's already in 15-1A-101. It includes department or program income realized from other than internal reallocations. So that's where the distinction was made. So it is in current law.
Is there anything else from the treasurer? I have a motion.
I need to recognize Congresswoman.
I'm sorry, that's true.
Good Fox, she wanted to be recognized.
The sponsor, so can you go back to the Congress won't appropriate more than 95% of the general treasury? What is okay? So in your mind, when you wrote the legislation early on, and we have the phrase like it's a rush to the podium, how is this going to fix that? Because just me kind of thinking about this legislation, there's still going to be a rush to the podium. I mean, it's not going to fix that.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This provision isn't designed to fix the race to the podium. It's not going to. This provision is simply to deal with revenue failures like we're experiencing right now, where we've projected $850,000 and we're nowhere near going to make that projection. So this is a provision, it is almost identical from the state of Oklahoma, I believe, and Congressman Big Horse may shed some light on that. But it simply says that we're not going to appropriate every penny of revenue that we have for the nation. In the event we're anticipating a revenue failure or protecting ourselves from a revenue failure like we are experiencing right now.
And then the way you see it working, as we get close to the 95%, our budget analyst will let us know when people are making amendments on the floor to insert $300,000 or $400,000 that wasn't there when it left the committee, which happens pretty often around here, where committee will strike $300,000 or $400,000 out of something, and then an amendment's made on the floor to reinsert, it passes. How do you see that working?
Congressman Potts. Thank you, Madam Chair. That can either be done by the budget analyst or by the Appropriations Committee, which in our congressional rules on page 38, it's already in congressional rule, a report through the chair of Congress at any time the amount of enacted or pending appropriation for a fiscal year exceeds 95% of projected revenue. So it's already in congressional rules. This is putting it in law so that we can't break our own rules, which we've done.
Not necessarily.
We have consistently appropriated more than 95% of projected revenue.
I think because projected revenue at this time includes funds that to me are not revenue projections, then technically we have not done that. I want to get away from that practice. That's why I support this. Treasurer Littleton.
From what I see, the $30 million permanent fund is included in the projected revenue.
Yes, currently.
Even though you don't appropriate it. So, you know, doing the math, that's over 5% of the projected revenue number. So, just want to make sure you guys understand.
That's a good point.
What's happening here?
There is an answer, and I misspoke. We have consistently appropriated over tribal projected revenue every session, not annual projected revenue.
Over the 95%.
Correct.
Percent there, yes.
And now
that's defined in Osage law.
And now you don't have those funds included in tribal projected.
Correct. Revenue. Now the revolving fund balances, once projected, will not be included in projected revenue or tribal projected revenue.
I have one more question.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
And so that 5% that you want to keep in the general treasury, it will go for the fiscal year. So once we appropriate, like say we hit 95% in the fall, we're done for the year until October 1, and that 5% will just sit there.
no matter if an emergency comes up or...
That's correct. That will sit there. However, it will be returned at the completion of the audit through the retained revenue fund.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Okay, so if you can only appropriate 95% of projected revenue stated in the most recent projected revenue resolution, and the permanent fund is not included in that, then how do you ever appropriate out of the permanent fund?
Revolving funds, once projected, are eligible to be spent in accordance with that Osage law. So as long as the enacting legislation that governs the permanent fund describes what expenditures can be made out of it, which it does, you can appropriate funds out of the permanent fund or any revolving fund.
Okay, can we go back to the definition of projected revenue? And shouldn't that be capital? Is it not capitalized after the first time? Now it says means anticipated revenue from all funding sources in a single fiscal year.
Your funding sources would be tribal, non-tribal, and restricted, as defined by 15-1A-101.
I'm still concerned that when it says that you cannot appropriate funds outside the 95% of a projected revenue, how you get to those funds.
At the end of the fiscal year, those would be rolled over to the retained revenue fund. This is meant to protect. How many times have we sat at this table and said, how are we going to meet our projection? And we're always struggling to attain that number. This builds in a 5% cushion of you have to get your projection within 5%.
I understand that. Okay. What I'm concerned is the language, going back to the language.
In the event that we were to ever exceed 95% of that projected revenue, so let's say we've collected it all, we've achieved 100% of projected revenue.
Okay, use a number for me so I can understand.
If we've achieved 100% of projected revenue, we can amend that number through a projected revenue report or a resolution, which raises the cap when then you would then be able to appropriate money that you've actually realized for a fiscal year, not no longer a projection.
Okay, so you've realized $50 million. You've appropriated 95% of that, and you need to get into the permanent fund for another $5 million. How does that occur given that language that says back to the, can you move that down?
Because your revolving fund would be able to be appropriated or expended out of in accordance with the law that governs the permanent fund.
But I don't see that, it seems like there's a disconnect there. Because you've said, maybe not, just help me understand. Your projected revenue is going to be new money, basically.
Correct.
It's revenue.
And so when you go down to the section that you were looking at.
95%.
All this is doing is restricting your expenditure of new money.
Appropriation, I think.
Stated in the most recently enacted projected revenue resolution for the applicable fiscal year.
Shall not appropriate. Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just for clarification, this really would only affect us in the first year because the second year, that 5% that was saved would then be in our tribal revenues for spending. And then that projected revenue would save 5% for the following year, and so on and so on and so on.
Yes, sir. Assuming that that projection was realized, which has been the concern of this body in the past.
Thank you.
Once that money is realized, it will revert through to the retained revenue fund, which will be available for appropriation according to the law that governs the retained revenue fund.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So just for clarification purposes, in the event that what Alice spoke to
in the event what Congresswoman Goodfox spoke to about if we get to the point where we have to find some money and we've got it appropriated, it will come from a revolving fund, i.e. the permanent fund.
It would either come from a revolving fund, or if we receive documentation that we have achieved our projected revenue, we would amend projected revenue and those funds would be available.
So there is but if not, then we would have, okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
And is there a report that is made that tells us that we realize it, or is that just what we do?
I would assume that the request for money would come from the executive to say, we need this, we've realized this money, or the Congress would say, we're not going to appropriate more than 95% of a projection. If you can give us hard evidence that you've achieved your projection, we'll consider increasing projected revenue in accordance with the evidence given. We'll increase projected revenue and those funds will be available. This is very similar to how we have always treated program or other income for historic preservation, Osage News, tribal courts. If their projection is realized, we've gone back to increase their projected program and other income amount so that those funds can be available. This would be the same practice, but on the scale of the nation, not an individual program.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I'm just wondering if there is in law anywhere a vehicle how they do that, or is that just an informal sort of?
The law would be that we can't appropriate more than 95%.
I know, but what's the evidence of realized revenue?
Reports from the treasurer.
Entity that can tell us we have more revenue.
We review that in our...
On a monthly basis.
On a monthly basis, we get a report that shows where we are on our expenditures, where we are on our projected earnings.
Which we are required by the Budget Control Act to do per the last section of the law and congressional oversight.
And is that the Appropriations Committee's responsibility?
Yes.
All right.
Treasurer Littleton.
I don't think it's, can I approach the bench, but.
Please.
You don't want it to be.
No. You're right, I don't. I brought a copy of the letter that was given to you in August of 18 from former treasurer, and you logged it in on March 27th of the annual revenue projections for 2019. And can I come forward?
Sure, yeah. We're more informal in committee meetings.
But if you look at that calculation, it includes the permanent fund, miscellaneous, non-tribal, and IHS money.
Yes.
Okay. So based on that document, when you talk about 95%, which one of those numbers will not be included in that 95% calculation?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The numbers that would not be included are primarily the permanent fund, the $32 million. So these numbers have changed. I believe there's some other documents since then, because I believe we swept the $2.2 million into general fund at one point to, I believe that went to the health benefit fund. That's from memory. Miscellaneous is what was always program or other income.
Yes.
So that would be limited to 95%. If we're projecting that, I'll pick on Osage News. If they're going to make $30,000, it's the one from memory, sorry. If they're going to make $30,000 in sales from advertising, that projection is included in miscellaneous. We're not going to appropriate more than 95% of that until we know that they've exceeded 95% of that. That number would be, or that 95% rule would remain for tribal projected revenue, which is the $40 million. Additionally, in tribal, you have the interest income from the permanent fund. Non-tribal revenue is state and federal monies, I believe. And then your IHS multi-year funding agreement, which is restricted by CFRs, I believe, that govern that. That money would be there.
So the 95% rule then would be on those three numbers?
It would be on any number that's included in projected revenue. Yes.
Which according to that document includes the $30 million.
That's because that's the way the law is written
right
now.
Because that's the way when we say all revenue. But if we strike that, the $30 million would not be included in this number.
Would not be included, so that bottom line number would be decreased by $30 million.
Correct.
And so
well,
then,
32, but yes.
Yeah, 32, correct. And so then the bottom line number you would apply then to 95% of that number?
Correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understand it because I'm the one that's going to be responsible for the calculation.
Well, which leads a question to me of the sponsor. What about non-tribal? Should it still be at a 95% appropriation rate? Just a question out there for the table in consideration.
It's out there very similar to the IHS multi-year funding agreement. That is, it's actually not the IHS multi-year funding agreement. That's the number or the statement that's always been put in there. It's not that. That's the third-party billing projected revenue amount by the clinic. So it is just that projected revenue from third-party billing. We need to be tracking that number to make sure that it's on rate to be achieved. So that number would be limited. I am okay treating non-tribal revenue the same way in that this year alone, we saw from JOM and others, oh, here's our projection, but we have no idea if we're going to get that money because President Trump has introduced this budget that says I'm cutting everything that comes to Indian country. So I'm okay with non-tribal revenue being restricted to 95%. And if that entity comes back and says, oh, great, we've received our federal monies, we're good to go. If we need to introduce a revenue report that says, congratulations, you've received your funds, let's appropriate the money and go.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So just another clarification point. So the 95% would be for that program's non-tribal funds. It would be 95% of just those programs' funds, not across the board, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm going to let Congressman Stabler go first because I'm going to move to report the bill.
Okay, Congresswoman Stabler.
I might be just getting ready to ask the same question. Question for this 95% that's been appropriated, we get closer to the close of the year, and a clinic that's always done well meets or exceeds its, then is it going to have an effect on the rest of those programs? Or, is the line going to move at that point? Or
only if this body increases the projected revenue amount. So, if the clinic is on track in the third quarter to say we are going to proceed, we are going to do this. We would receive, the director of the clinic would come here and say we're going to increase, we're going to make our projection. The treasurer would agree with that number. This body will increase projected revenue as we always have for those entities. So specific to the clinic, if you say you're on track to exceed $3.8 million, we're going to increase the $3.8 million in projected revenue report, pass it from this body, and appropriate that money at the request of the clinic and the executive branch. Or some other entity that we have. Okay. It's a common practice.
So it's going to create us to come back anytime there's an adjustment?
No. Just if projected revenues are realized and exceeded and they want to do and they want to spend. There's no reason for us to do it unless they're requesting more appropriation, appropriated money. Congresswoman Edwards.
And from my perspective, it needs to be something that is substantial or something that, is really part of a plan. So, for example, when we have someone come in and say, I earned another $52, will you please appropriate that? To me, that's not really an effective use of time and resources. I mean, we appropriate for the departments all the operating expenses that they request. Now, the clinic with the third-party billing, when that's a substantial amount of money, I would say we don't do that. But for the departments and the entities and the programs, for operating expenses, we're appropriating based on their requests. And really, it's not reflective of how much program or entity income that they make because it's always a moving target. So I like to think the better practice is tell us what you need and we'll try to accommodate that. If you make more revenue than you thought you were going to in your department, well, then that's good, and maybe next year you can, if that's going to continue, then you can ask for some additional revenue. But if you have a shortfall, we're not punishing you for that shortfall. We've already appropriated money for you. So while we're projecting it, it's not an exact science.
I had Congresswoman Lemon. Did you want to be recognized? Or what? Okay. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just to give the committee an example of this, this should not scare anybody. We've done this consistently. ONC 1813 was passed by this body to increase by $1,500 for prevention and unity. And we were able to move that through very quickly.
But that's the part that scares me, because it was a total waste of resources to do that.
I don't believe it was a total waste of resources. Those monies were available. They notified the Congress that they had received those funds, and this Congress swiftly took action to appropriate those funds to be able to be used. I don't see it as a waste of resources. The monies were available. We saw the evidence of that from presented to this body, and this body acted to appropriate those funds.
But where do you draw the line on that?
This bill does not draw a line.
Obviously, $1,500 is okay. I mean, you're asked, why, my point is, if you do that for every single time some department makes more money at a bake sale than they thought they were going to, then you're going to get, it's going to get very confusing, and it's going to get very cumbersome. To me, there ought to be twice a year when you're here in session, that's when the appropriation is appropriate, the request is appropriate.
Congressman Edwards, I know that's the way you think that should go, and
I know, but I was overruled, so that's okay.
Right, but we are a body that if a program needs a solution to their revenue and their appropriation, that's what we're here to do. So I realize you do disagree with that, and Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to report ONC 1857 as a committee substitute as amended to the Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. I'd like for all of our committee to be at the table, and we have one that had to step out for just a minute. Will you guys indulge me to hold this
second
vote?
Motion to recess. Second.
All in favor, signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, we're in a brief recess. I should believe we've been working hard on this, and I want a full committee vote.
Well, where did he go?